T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We have a guest here to talk about something else.
Yeah, let's bring in Brian Sullivan, actually, from CNBC, of course, talk about a lot of different things, including, you know, how the markets are going to react to a new White House, a new Congress. First of all, Brian, Happy New Year. How are you?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, is it 2021, Brian and Ray, or is it December 40th? We're still trying to figure it out, although today does feel like a new day. It's historic, obviously, in the inauguration. So
yeah,
Happy New Year to you guys, too.
Regardless of what side of the political fence you're on, it is an historic day no matter what. I'm just
new
curious,
sheriff in town.
Can we take a quick step backward, Brian? Because, you know, you've been now at CNBC through a couple of terms, I think. Are the markets, is the stock market where it is now? How surprised have you been with the market in the Trump term?
Well, you start me off with a softball there, aren't you, Brian?
I want to make it easy for you. Welcome aboard.
I mean, here's the thing. I mean, it's going to be, stock markets really don't care that much about presidents. Either way, stock markets are you know, just machines that move on data, expectations, and whatever. Now, presidents can't affect that. Certainly, when you talk about reducing regulations and oil, you might see oil stocks outperform at first. Of course, then when you overproduce, they collapse and the price of oil falls. There are things that administrations and Congress does to swing needles, but overall, you know, stock markets go up historically about 77% of the time over the last 200 years. So you tend to lean bullish just by history. You try to make sure you avoid inflation, but we got to remember, Brian, and you know this, the reality is that there are 6 unelected private citizens, the Federal Reserve, who control a balance sheet of $7 trillion, which is almost twice the annual budget of the entire United States. So whatever your political affiliation, let's hope those 6 private citizens do it right.
Brian, this is Ray, by the way. Good to meet you.
What's up, Ray?
Yeah, I'm not much. Well, that's why we've had you on, to tell us what's up. Essentially, you know, does the president... Okay, when the taxes were cut, did that hit the market and they went up or what?
I think it depends on the tax you're talking about, Ray. I think it's a good question. I think that corporate taxes, while there's going to be people that are listening right now to you guys and saying corporations don't pay enough, you got others who say they pay too much. You know, it's a political fight. I think corporate taxes will matter more because that goes to the earnings, which then go to the multiples and the estimates that people have on where they price the market. Certainly, if we have more money in our pockets as citizens, then we are going to consume more. Right now, there is something for your audience I think that would be keenly interested in, is that the Democrats are talking about trying to repeal what I've called the blue state payback tax when Trump passed it.
Yes.
You know, that cap on state and local deductions that is capped at now $10,000. If you live in a high tax area, if you're in Hartford or Boston or New Jersey or whatever, that hits you. It doesn't matter what your income, that if your property taxes are over $10,000 combined with state, that whacks you. So the Democrats are talking about repealing that, and you know, that could be a boost for spending in areas like ours.
Yeah, the funny thing is, I mean, when they hike taxes here in Connecticut, you know, on the state level, they'd go, oh, well, you'll take it off on your federals. Well, you know, that's been capped, so this could be a big deal.
Oh, it's a huge deal. I mean, I think, and no one's feeling, listen, nobody's feeling sorry for the Northeast, for San Francisco, for other high, you chose to live there. I get it. And people don't care. But the reality is it was kind of a curveball out of the blue, and probably also affects home values, because we know that Ray and Brian, you guys know people don't buy homes on the price. They buy homes on the total monthly cost, and they probably factor in, you know, deductions, and I can afford X. So if it goes, if that goes down because their tax deduction goes down, and the price of the home, of course, pre-pandemic, pandemic changed everything in short-term real estate, price of the home also may go down. But the economy, guys, is pricing in a boom time. I think we're going to have the biggest economic boom in the back half of this year into 2022 that we will ever see in our lifetime.
You're not the only one I've heard. Yeah,
yeah, just because the pandemic will get capped and it'll be the roaring 20s? Is that the philosophy?
I learned yesterday on CNBC that there's something in China they're calling revenge spending. That, you know, younger 20 and 30-year-olds who have been cooped up are just, and they can't travel.
Right.
You know, normally might take a trip a year to the United States or whatever, but they can't travel for the most part still, are just spending money like wild.
Well,
and I think we're going to see, I have a prediction, I'll bet you guys, if I ever get back up to Hartford or whatever, B, I'll take you to lunch. Every hotel room in Las Vegas will be sold out one weekend as soon as September.
Well, and, you know, the thing I was wondering, if you're on one of those incredible lottery jackpots right now, and let's say it was close to...
Did I win? Was that Mega Millions?
Not yet.
I never play, but of course, like every other ding-dong, I went out and bought some tickets.
Of course.
But guys, I guess I'm rich now.
Let's say you got the $1 billion or close to. You know, I was asking, where are you going to spend it? Well, that's the revenge spending you're talking about.
Well, you can
First thing I would do is buy a solid gold yacht, because that's what everybody should do if they win the lottery. Second thing I would do is call up all my second and third cousins and ask them if they want to start a business.
Well, that's nice.
That's really nice.
You're a very generous man.
Those are the exact two things you should not do if you, you know, 60% of lottery winners end up bankrupt, because that's exact. Don't buy solid gold yachts, Brian. You know that.
Yeah. I'm on board.
Do they float?
That's good advice. I mean, that's really sound financial advice. We're talking with Brian Sullivan from CNBC, an old colleague of mine from there and longtime friend. You know, I just want to get quickly on a serious subject here. Janet Yellen, you talked about the Federal Reserve, right? And then Janet Yellen, who was the chair, who's now most likely going to be Treasury Secretary. How does the fact that where she was in her role to where she's going to be, how will that impact how things flow in terms of policy in D.C. and beyond?
Well, she's well-liked, and she's an insider, obviously extremely tenured and experienced, and I think that there's not many in history, and I wish I knew the exact number off the top of my head. Maybe she might be the only one, for all I know, that will have likely done both jobs, chair of the Fed and then head of Treasury, if she's confirmed, which that should be no problem. She understands both monetary and fiscal policy, the difference between how much money is in the monetary system and where interest rates might be. And yesterday she testified, go big or go home, Brian. You know, if you're going to spend stimulus, $1.9 trillion is what she was advocating for. I mean, I'm old enough to remember when Obama's $930 billion stimulus plan was widely criticized as overspending and no way. And now that sounds like... Right.
If it doesn't have on it, it's not big.
It's got
I don't even know what a billion is, right? Give me a billion, I'll give you a billion. But now we're in the trillions. So whatever you think needs to happen, I think that when we talk about the markets, which have been soaring lately, I think if you do $1.5 trillion, right? Let's say the Republicans don't agree to all that. I'm of the belief, and I know I'm out there a little bit, that the economy, the vaccines are going to work faster. If you look at states, you're seeing a rollover in many places. You've got to look to Israel and West Virginia, which are areas where you've got a larger percentage vaccinated. Watch the cases there. This other strain is a concern. But if we come out of this sooner and you got the stimulus on top of it, I mean, it's going to be great guns. Brian, I mean, I know that I can't do the accent. The Mass 10 Pike is going to be wall-to-wall people, you know.
Wow. Hey, Brian, just very, very quickly.
Now,
under Democratic administrations and now with the Congress, what sectors do well in the market and which ones decrease?
That's a good question.
Okay.
I'll say this. Energy, I think Biden remembers this. In the great financial crisis, the only American industry that was adding jobs was oil and gas. And it single-handedly rescued the American economy because the data looked better, so people had a little optimism. Everyone thinks the Biden administration is going to come down hard swinging on oil and gas. I don't think so.
I think you're right.
The people I'm talking to in D.C. don't think so. And by the way, the top four performing stocks in the market over the last 90 days are oil stocks, the fifth best, is Tesla. I love Tesla. I love electric cars. When I go look to buy one, I still see they're $20,000 more expensive than the gas version.
Yeah.
Not everybody has the luxury of buying that.
All right.
All right, we got to run, Brian.
They win the Mega Millions, Ray.
Yep.
Okay.
You buy 65 Teslas.
Brian, thanks so much. Hopefully
thanks,
we'll talk to you again down the road.
Nice to meet you.
Guys. Really appreciate it.
Take care.
He's sharp.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.